Take your Bible, if you would, this morning. For a few moments, would you come to the book of 2 Chronicles? 2 Chronicles is located in the Old Testament. If you get to the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, you will find 1 and 2 Chronicles. It's prior to the books of Nehemiah and Ezra and those books. If you're in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you're way far away. Come back more to the beginning of your Bible. Find, if you would, the 14th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles. And join with me as I read out loud and follow along as I read the first seven verses of this text this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, beginning with verse number 1. So Abijah slept, that means he died, with his fathers. And they buried him in the city of David. You know that to be Jerusalem. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. I want that to be said about me one day. If you attend my funeral, I hope you hear it said that Tom did right in the eyes of the Lord. I want that said about my life. I know you want that said about your life. And I sure want God to say that about all of our lives. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and break down the images and cut down the groves. Israel was filled with idolatrous worship at this time. And commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images. And the kingdom was quiet. It's twice now we've had that word. Before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said unto Judah, let us build these cities. Make about them walls and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and did what, class? Take your ink pen if you would, please. And underline that last phrase of verse number 7. So they built and they prospered. I have advertised our anniversary Sunday as a Sunday that would celebrate looking back to God's faithfulness and what he has done and what he has accomplished. But I also told you that it would be a day of vision. As we look forward to what God is going to continue to do, trusting him as he uses Plantation Baptist Church as a light in this community. As your pastor, as I have prayed and sought the face of God and asked God for direction on many levels, from the messages that he wants me to preach, from the ministries that he wants to begin and expand in our church, to the physical buildings and the property and so on, I am pleased to report to you that I am as excited today as I have ever been in what God is going to do in and through our church. I believe that God is not done with Plantation Baptist Church yet. And so God has brought me to this passage, and you are going to hear a lot over the next months, maybe even years, from the phrase at the end of verse number 11 or 7, so they built and they prospered. I find wonderful application for us today in this passage, because I do believe that as God is working in and through us, that Plantation Baptist Church has come to a moment in our time where God would have us to build and to prosper. I would say that we have been, by God's grace, prospering for 57 years, but I want to continue to prosper until the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home. And I believe that that could happen at any moment. When I'm done with the message today, if the Lord Jesus sees fit to take us home, then Brother Malcolm will lead the continuance of this message. Just kidding about that. Asa, he comes to power after his father had died. He comes to power, most Bible scholars believe, maybe 10, 12 years of age. At that time, as the kingship was passed down, they would have tutors, they would have governors, they would have advisors that would help the children, but they would hold the place as the rightful heir as the king. He follows his father, Abijah, who followed his father, Rehoboam. And he comes to power at a time when the Bible says in verse number 1 that the land was quiet 10 years. We know what he means by the word quiet for 10 years, because when you come to verse number 6, the Bible says that the land had no war. It was a time of peace. We know that this time of peace had come because of a tremendous battle that Abijah, Asa's dad, had led the nation in. You can read about that battle in chapter number 13. We know that God gave a wonderful victory to the land of Judah because of one supreme reason. Would you look at chapter 13, verse number 18? The Bible says, then the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed. There was a civil war within the nation of Israel. The 10 tribes versus the 2 tribes. The 2 tribes, the children of Judah, end up prevailing. And look what the Bible says to the reason of that prevailing. Because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. I love that statement. You ought to underline it. You ought to highlight it. And you ought to understand that victory will come as we rely upon the Lord Jesus. For 57 years, our church has relied on the Lord Jesus. Asa is coming to power at a time when there is peace in the land. In other words, if I was to say this, Asa is enjoying the reward of others who have sacrificed. If you understand that, would you say amen? I submit to you that today, September 29th, 2019, as we celebrate our anniversary, we are enjoying the peace and the preciousness and the reward of those that have sacrificed before us. And I want to take a moment and remember their sacrifice. Even though our church was chartered in 1962, I believe that our church started in 1957 or 58. It started in the Daniels Institute building downtown, and one man and some people gathered together and planted a church. I have never had the joy of planting a church, but my brother has, and I know others that have done it, and it's a tremendous amount of work. I believe in our history that I am the 5th pastor of this church in 57 years. I believe that Pastor Rogers pastored our church twice. One of the pastors that pastored our church committed suicide. Hard to believe that a pastor would do that. He did not do that while he pastored our church. He pastored our church first, then he went on to serve the Lord, and one day he committed suicide while serving the Lord. I submit to you that ministry is not easy. Birthing a church is hard work. I submit to you that much sacrifice and difficulty has taken place. Pastor Rogers identified the need to move our church. We started right downtown, then they moved out a little bit west of downtown. In 1978, he undertook with tremendous vision to buy 10 acres of property in a place called Plantation Acres. If I'm not mistaken, they paid $150,000 for all 10 acres. We got a deal. But back then, $150,000 was worth more than it is today. Think about this. If I said tomorrow, we are moving the church 10 miles away from here, would you come? Think about moving people, identifying, buying land. Think about building a building. Pastor Rogers did all of that, then left. Then there was a need for him to come back and pastor. As Pastor Rogers identified our land, he built this building. They raised the money. I'm going to show you pictures in a moment of what it looked like when they first built that. I'm telling you, that took sacrifice. After Pastor Rogers came Pastor Lehman. Pastor Lehman came into a facility that was strong and beautiful. But Pastor Lehman pastored here for 26 years. And during the course of that, had to deal with things inside the church. People problems, difficulty. I'm going to show you a picture in a moment where when this church was built, the pulpit was up here. But they went through a difficult time under the leadership of Pastor Lehman. And the church split. Pastor Lehman said, when I came out that Sunday, I could have taken a shotgun and shot it down the middle aisle. And he said, I would have only hit a few people. So because it seemed so distant, because all Baptists like to sit in the back, they put this platform in. When I got here, this platform came out further. These pews didn't exist. It was the attempt of the pastor in the midst of tremendous suffering and difficulty to get closer to the people. I submit to you that when you look back into our history, there's been difficulty, there's been problems, there have been hurts, there have been pains, there have been sacrifices, but God has been faithful. Asa comes to power and the land is quiet, but it wasn't quiet. It had to be warred to a position of being quiet. For 57 years, in the midst of good times and bad times, Plantation Baptist Church has relied upon the Lord. Hear me when I say this. It is now our time to rely upon the Lord. It's our time to carry the water. It's our time to make sure that this church is strong in the power of the Lord Jesus until he comes to take us home. It is our time to make sure that the youth of our church have a church to attend. They have a ministry with power and authority and reach. It's our time to deal with the difficulty. It's our time to deal with the sacrifice. It's our time to deal with the finance. It's our responsibility now to be used of God to carry forward what has been set a standard for 57 years. And if you're here, then it's God's will for you to be part of this time. Asa was a good steward of the peace and the opportunity that God left for him. And Asa, in the midst of that, being a good steward of that peace, led the people to continue to prosper for the glory of the Lord. And so he took advantage of this moment. And with vision, you find that Asa comes to the people and acknowledges them and submits to them the responsibility to build, to prosper, to continue to use this opportunity to fortify and to strengthen the land. I submit to you that we find ourselves in a time of peace. It's still a wonderful privilege in the United States of America to meet here today freely. I submit to you that our bills are paid. I submit to you that we have peace and unity in the body of Christ. I submit to you that we do have a beautiful structure and we have opportunity and we have land and God has and is been good to us. But we have a responsibility in this time to be a good steward. Asa went on to fortify the land. I'm leading you today to ask you to join me and to understand my heart and my vision and understand what I believe God wants us to do as He continues to want us to fortify Plantation Baptist Church. Not to just rest on the past, but to have vision to go forward. When Asa put that vision into practicality, they began to build things. And in building, they linked the word prospering. When God let the Bible be written, He said, I wanted to say, so they built and they prospered. It is possible for God's people to build under the direction of God and to know the prosperity hand of God. And so this is what Asa led them to do. I love the philosophy of Asa. And you understand his philosophy and why he built when you understand what he built. If you look, if you would, at verse number 7, the philosophy unfolds. The Bible says that first off, he said to them, let us build these, what class? Cities. Now when you think about cities, you have to think about people. People make up cities. It used to be that you had to have 5,000 people to have a city. I wanted to do a little bit of understanding on this, so I went to the all-knowing Google. By the way, there's only one all-knowing. They got too many O's. His name is God. But I Googled about Broward County. Broward County is a county that's made up of what we would call 31 cities. There's 24 of them, then there's some municipalities and other things. If you were to Google Broward County right now, you would find that the Google part that came up for me is that there's a population of 1.9 million people in Broward County. That's what Google says. Google says if you take the three counties of Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach, and you link them together, you have almost 7 million people that they know of, right? Within that short span of what they call South Florida. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I'm trying to say that there are people everywhere. And I don't know if you've been on Sunrise Boulevard lately, but it's becoming the I-95 of Plantation. And you see all of the development. You go to the Sawgrass Mills Mall and they're building and they're building and they're building. Why? There's people. They're building a development called Metropica. They're putting in 6 or 7 towers there to bring the people in. If you go a little bit west, they've already built developments there. They're building all around us because people want to live in South Florida. Shocking. Cities are people. Everything Plantation Baptist Church does, from a building aspect, a developing aspect, into a ministry aspect, has and is and always will be because of people. And not for the bodily presence of people, but for the souls of people. And the souls of people must be the heartbeat of why we do what we do. Evangelizing them, baptizing them, discipling them, and training them to serve the Lord. That is the heartbeat and mission of our church. It has been and it always will be to reach people. If you understand that, say amen. He goes on. And he built walls, towers, gates, and bars. Pastor, are you going to put a bar in this church? No. But it's interesting, when you think about walls, and you think about towers, and you think about gates, and you think about bars, certain words come to play. I think you think about identity as the wall goes around the city. You think about vision with towers. You think about protection with gates. You think about access. All of these things were in the mind of Asa as he was fortifying the land, and he was thinking about the people, and he has an identity to the people as they would live in those cities. He has a vision for the people as he would see their needs. He has protection provided in the walls, access through those gates, and all kinds of things to meet the needs of people. In a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to three things I think that we need to build and move on quickly in our church. I will submit to you that these three things follow this philosophy: for the souls of men and women, to disciple men and women, and to teach people how to serve with identity in Christ, identity in our church, with protection, with vision, with access as people come to the property. I want you to notice something in verse number 8 that is imperative. After Asa built these cities, the Bible said that he had an army of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah, 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. So Asa, at the same time he's building here, and he's trusting God to prosper the people, he's also putting an army together. And it's interesting as you read the rest of the chapter, how God gives a people vision, and then that vision sometimes becomes a reality or the need unfolds. He'll let the man of God see something. He'll present it to the people of God with faith. And then eventually God will unfold the why. And when you read the rest of this, Egypt is coming. The land is quiet for 10 years. Asa fortifies the land. He builds. He secures the people. They prosper. What Asa doesn't know is Egypt's coming. And when you begin to read in verse number 9, and you begin to make your way down through that, you read the story about the war that Asa is going to fight. Why do I say that? And what is the application there? Because sometimes people say to me, why do we need to do that? Two things specifically come to mind when I first became your pastor. When I first became the pastor in 2005, we owned 10 acres of land, and land was very valuable at that time. And we needed to do some certain things in the church. And one of the suggestions was that we would sell the 5-acre piece of property to the east, or divide it and sell it and let them build homes there, and we would take that money, and we could use that money to pay off debt, or we could use that money to do something like that. They were good suggestions. They were honest suggestions. But when I took them before the Lord did not give me any type of peace about that. And I remember coming back to give a report to the men that I do not believe that we should sell that land, because one day we're going to need that land. And oh, do we need that land today, don't we? Think about what we would do with the Christmas lights if we didn't have that land. They'd be at your house. I remember when I first showed up, the baby nursery was in the back corner here where we have the 4- and 5-year-olds. It didn't look like the 4- and 5-year-olds, but they had the babies in there. And I think they had one baby or no babies. I don't remember. I remember one day as I was praying, God, give me a vision for what you want to do here. God, let me see. I always ask God, let me see what you want to do before I go, so I know what you want to do, and let me see the vision. And one day God let me see a vision of a nursery that went from this wall capable to going all the way to that wall over there behind me. I remember going to some of the people and telling them, we're going to put a nursery in, and it's going to go from here to there. Pastor, that's too big. We don't need a nursery that size. What they didn't know is at the same time I was making that announcement, God was energizing that water fountain over there. I said, I don't care. And we had some Sunday school classes and some offices. I'd tear them all down and put the nursery right there. We're going to need it. Do you know that in the last 45 days, we've had 6 or 7 babies born at Plantation, not at, but in the membership of Plantation Baptist Church. Asa had a vision to fortify the land ever before he knew that Egypt was coming. But God knew Egypt was coming. Sometimes God stirs within the heart of his people vision to do things even before we know the need to arise. And so having said that, I, like Asa today, am coming to you to say, I believe that God once again wants us to build and to prosper. Amen.